The journey begins. Well, this whole blogging idea just came up after my late night rant. You know that feeling of standing on the edge of greatness and failure at the same time? That is how this process feels. Sometimes I am amazed of my abilities in my brain, like, damn, I did that? Or damn, I said that? It's like you're checking yourself out in the mirror with a smirk on your face and a slight nod of approval, like, damn, I look good. This is the edge of greatness, with a side of cockiness. Then we have the other edge. This edge is scary as hell. It's the unknown. The people who fear change, they do whatever they can to not get close to the edge. They purposely trip on their feet while they're 10 feet away and say, oh well, I tried. I like getting close to the edge. I like the view. I like to look down. I like the butterflies that begin to flutter in my stomach telling me that there is some danger that lies around the corner. But making that leap to the next side? What if I fall flat on my face, slide 5 feet, and end up with rubble under my skin spanning my whole body? That's scary. Not only my physical body ends up morphed, I think that's the easier part to deal with. It's my mind and spirit. I'll think that I'm a failure. I'll beat myself up. I might even question why I even tried. It's all a risk. Many of the most successful people jumped off that ledge. And guess what? They landed smack dab on their face, skidded, looked horrible, smelled even worse, but got back up and did it again and again and again. I have this thing. If they could do it, by golly, I could do it too. But damn, that looks like it hurts. Oh well, I'm off to get hurt. Ledge, here I come. God, please help me be strong enough to get back up and do it again and again and again.